From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting U.S. military officials have acknowledged the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that witnesses say killed more than 100 people during the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State. U.S. Central Command said Saturday that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. Lisa Grand is the UN humanitarian representative in Iraq.
Both the Iraqi military forces and the U.S.-led coalition have acknowledged that there was an airstrike and that there are possibly hundreds of casualties.
What happened in the incident on March 17th in Mosul's al-Jadida district is still not clear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. Local rescue coordinators report more than 240 people have been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced earlier Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country on Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead included 16 prisoners and staff. Separately, monitors said government forces targeted rebel positions east of Damascus, where at least 16 people were killed and 50 others wounded in the town of Hamouria. This is VOA News.